Well, this is a special line on our online worship, no pun intended, but it is a line where we allow me to have my some thoughts and some prayers and lift up people and maybe do it a little devotion, what I'm thinking about. And it's always nice that the people would even want to know what I'm thinking about. So this is why we added this little service. But I've been thinking about a lot of things, especially what's going on now with the COVID thing. And we get so many mixed messages. We don't know who to believe or what to believe. And you know what it does? It causes stress. And that's what I was thinking about. Now, this week at the online service, if you look at the youth message, that's almost not the same, but similar to the message that I'm going to bring on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, and it's John's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 24 through 35. And if you want to read that scripture, you can go to the youth message there online and go across, and you'll see John chapter 6, verses 24 through 35, highlight it, and you can click on it, and it'll bring up the New Living Translation, which is what I use, and you can read the scripture there. But, you know, these past times, during the past year and a half now, I guess it is, especially during the lockdown, my prayer is that we won't have another lockdown, but my prayer is, what were we doing with food? I like food. Do you like food? You know, eating and eating and eating. I call it comfort food sometimes. And the average person reported gaining anywhere from 10 to 20 pounds during this past year in the United States alone, and some people even more. But this is what I was thinking, that three factors stand out. And this is what I'm going to talk about. Increased stress about the virus, or to the extent of stress eating, and the lack of exercise. Now, I don't do a lot of exercise, but I try to do some. But then some. And then the other part is the socialization, the loneliness, the isolation, the depression that took place, separation from loved ones and friends. I don't think that we as American people have ever realized just how much we depended on each other for our mental, physical, and emotional, spiritual health. I think COVID reminded us about that. So I come up with some things to maybe give you some thoughts to think about how to manage stress. And I think all of us have stress. I don't know of any of us that don't. But I found some practical ways to manage stress, and I want to share them with you briefly. There are several methods that you can cope with stress that will help improve your daily life while building godly faith. Now, I know you can go to the doctor and get some kind of drug to help you with it. But I found a couple of things from a biblical perspective that can help us manage stress. And the first thing is rest. I know none of us rest too much because we just like to function effectively and just keep going with little sleep sometimes, but it just doesn't work. Problems can sometimes be insurmountable when you are overly tired and stressed, so you have to do your best to attain rest that you need, even maybe in the afternoon or 10 or 15 minutes. They used to call them power naps, and I'm finding myself to do them. And then change of pace. Take an occasional drive. When I used to have a lot of stress in the workplace, that's exactly what I would do. I would take my lunch and take a drive. Now, I was serving down in Vero Beach, Florida at that time, and the beach was just a hop, skip, and a jump away from the dealership. And I would go over there and just sit and enjoy the scenery. It was almost like taking a mini vacation. But there's a variety of activities that can help us relieve stress and get to feeling youthful in that vigor, even if you're in the advanced age like Judy and I are. And physical activity. You know, regular physical activity is important. If you're able, and it can help with some stress relief, it can be refreshing to body and mind. Sometimes just walking or just going around the yard and maybe clip the the rose bush or anything that's enjoyable. Just a little bit of outdoor physical activity. It can be invigorating. And this one I struggle with all the time. It's about my diet. But did you know that stress can lead to weight gain? Yep, experts say it would be good to have a healthy food choice, such as fruits and vegetables, and on hand when stress arises. There's good alternatives to eating sugar and high-calorie fat foods. And the other thing is, face your problems squarely. Take a personal responsibility inventory to resolve stressful concerns. I think it says in Deuteronomy that we all need to do a fearless and moral inventory of ourselves, because stresses can kind of creep in. So challenges, don't ignore them. Don't procrastinate or blame others. I'm a procrastinator, but I have learned. And when you embrace the challenges that you're experiencing, it'll be a valuable sense of control and accomplishment. And then, now this is something that I always have a hard time with, is time management. I got ADD and dyslexic and all that, and I got 6 or 7 different things going on at one time, but I need to learn to focus. And that's one of the things that we can do to handle stress, is focus on the most important thing. Spend time with your family. Make friendships that'll last a lifetime. Take time for close and regular contact with God through prayer and through Bible study. You can do Bible study on your own. It's nice to do Bible study together, but you can do Bible study on your own and do some word searches and word studies and just, you know, what's it say in the scriptures, that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God? You know what I do? I read out loud. That's God's help as you meditate and change your way of thinking. And then focus on the future. You know, if you were driving and you spend as much time looking through the windshield as you did looking up in the mirror, spend all that time looking in the rearview mirror, you'd crash. Avoid reflecting on stressful and frustrating past. You know, God has forgiven your sins, and he said he put them in the deepest of the sea, never to be remembered again, unless you want to bring them out and use them to witness and share God's joy with somebody to encourage them. But more importantly, we need to diligently seek our part, because we all have a part in God's soon coming again for his setting up his kingdom here on this earth. You know, in that little book of Jude, it says that all of us will return with Jesus to set up his kingdom here on earth. So when you deal successfully with stress while developing a godly faith, you can be more positive in all that you do, not only with others, but your family and your friends. Well, this is something that we do, and we talk about prayer, and we lift up all the prayers that we can, that we know about. But you know, there's a lot of them that we never hear about that we also can lift those up to, because through the grace and the love of the Holy Spirit. Now, we have sheets at the church that says prayer requests, and people will fill them out and drop them in the offering plate, which is now in the narthex. And Linda Sassine had unspoken, and so we lift that up in prayer. And then the neat thing about it, if you fill out one of these and you don't really want me to do this on the online service, you just mark on the paper, keep confidential and known only to the pastor. We honor that. You can say, yeah, you want it on the prayer chain, or put it in the bulletin, or please give us a follow-up or a phone call. And we're grateful to be able to do all of that. So we want to hear your prayers and your prayer requests. But you know, the most important things, I love praying with people and for people, but you know, the most best thing ever, God loves you, and he would love to hear from you personally. You can talk to God anytime. That is the most blessed thing that we have. So all the prayer requests that we know about, we come in a prayer of agreement with and for, but also the prayer that Jesus taught to his disciples, as we close with that prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. And thank you for tuning into the online service of Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers.